Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So, I have an update on Bishop Lamar Whitehead. If y'all remember a couple of months back, there was a radio host by the name of Tasha Jones out of New York City. I know who she is. Not many of people in New York would know, but many of y'all don't know. But she's a radio host. And she went on and talked about Lamar Whitehead. There were some things that she said that he did not like. But so he decided he wanted to sue her for defamation of character. So just this past week, the judge has dismissed that case. He cannot sue this woman for defamation of character. Basically, let's just put it out there. So, you know, when you put yourself out there, you are susceptible to people talking about you in the public eye. Everybody's going to talk about you. So, ever since he had that fearless robbery at his church, he's been clout chasing and very well talked about all over the internet, outside the internet, on the radio shows, on people like Lamar from off of BT. A lot of YouTube content creators have been talking about him. So he basically has made himself the public eye and the subject of everybody on the internet. And you know, the funny thing about it is that what he fails to realize is that there is a law called the Fair Use Act where people can use videos. They can talk about anybody that they want to because it's under the Fair Use Act. The Fair Use Act means you can talk about anybody for educational purposes or critiques or anything. So the fact that Lamar Whitehead thinks that he can just go around suing people, it's just crazy. Unless that defaming his character, then I would understand that. But nobody is defaming his character. Nobody is slandering him. Everybody is just reporting everything that they see on the internet or even on TV. Or even when he goes live on Instagram. They're just reporting everything that they see. They're not adding or taking away anything from what they have heard or what they have saw. So, Whitehead had tried to sue Tasha Jones for, I can't remember the amount, but I know it was in the millions because every time he tries to sue somebody, it's in the millions. But again, he lost his case. And now, once again, he's mad because he lost the case. And now he feels like the judge has made a mistake. Now, I don't think the judge made a mistake. I think he's just mad because people are just telling the truth about him. And he doesn't like it. But anyway, congrats to Tasha Jones. Keep doing what you're doing. I remember listening to you from many years ago. Keep doing what you're doing. Nobody can stop what you say. You spoke all truth. He's just mad because he don't like the truth. But anyway, congrats to Tasha Jones. I will be bringing more updates of Lamar Whitehead. As a matter of fact, there is another one that I'm going to be bringing up too. And this one is really crazy. It's really crazy. But y'all stay tuned for it, okay? Bye for now. Hello everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So I have another update. I am back. This one is so crazy. So now, Bishop Lamar Whitehead is now suing Tasha K for $360 million. Now, we already know Tasha K was already sued by Cardi B for $4.8 million. And she actually has to pay up. And trying to pay up, right? So now, she's got to worry about Whitehead suing her for $360 million. So let's see. A self-proclaimed New York bishop charged with federal crimes has filed a more than $360 million lawsuit against Latasha Chenzerina Kibi. What kind of name is that? AKA Tasha K from Tasha K Live. Tasha K can't catch a break because every time she turns around, somebody wants to sue her for the words that are coming out of her mouth. At this point, these lawsuits must be for publicity stunts because Tasha K is broke and she done told y'all that. And on top of that, he recently bankrupt filing shields her. Her recent bankruptcy filing shields her from any pending civil matters for now. So apparently she had to file for bankrupt because of the fact that she had to pay Cardi B. So she basically is broke. In 2011, Tasha K filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy in Maryland. In a new lawsuit filed on June 7, 2023, brought by Lamar Whitehead, he alleges that in May 2023, Tasha K and her company, Yellen Entertainment, published a video online about his mansion purchase. Excuse me. In the complaint, Whitehead said Tasha K alleged that he purchased his $2 million mansion with only $10 in the bank. Technically, that's what was being told in the courts. So technically, she didn't lie about that because it was in court that it was said, and there is court documents that prove that. So even though I don't like Tasha K like that, and it, in this point, she right, because it's in court documents, basically. Whitehead said Tasha K's statement was false. Whitehead alleged that Tasha K claimed that rapper Foxy Brown was his connect and has been helping him with his so-called credit card fraud. Wow, now that part I don't know about. In the complaint, Whitehead said Tasha K continued and made false statements alleging that Foxy Brown gave him the signals to make the fraudulent moves. Whitehead said Tasha K's statement was false. Now, I know Tasha K can lie about things that she don't know about, so I give that, because Tasha K runs her mouth so much, sometimes she don't even be knowing what she's talking about. Excuse me. Another allegation Whitehead alleged was that Tasha K excuse me, Tasha K made false statements regarding a church purchase. Tasha alleged that Whitehead knew the church owners at the time of the purchase. She claimed the owners needed the church refinanced but didn't have the credit. So Whitehead told the owners to transfer the deed into his name and he would do that. I don't know about that. I don't really think that part happened. There is no court documents supporting that. There isn't no paperwork supporting that. So I'm not sure where she got that information from. During the process, Tasha K alleged that Whitehead evicted the owners from the property after the deed was signed over. So the church that she's basically talking about is the church in Canarsie, Brooklyn, that he recently broke into and stole. He stole that church. Thank God they got that church back, but he literally stole that church. So I know none of this stuff that she said is true. He literally stole that church. That's why he lost the church. Okay. Whitehead said Tasha K also alleged that the feds were about to gag him and that his assets were frozen. Whitehead said Tasha K's statement was false. My head also alleges that Tasha K lied when she claimed he tried to use her to intimidate a witness in one of his criminal cases. Whitehead is seeking $20 million each in actual damages on defamation, slander, and right of privacy counts. He also seeks $100 million each in punitive or exemplary challenges, damages, for those same accounts. Now, these amounts is just dumb. Excuse me. And these amounts is just dumb as all get out. They're just dumb. I don't know about this intimidation of a witness that he's talking about. How he tried to use Tasha K. That's kind of weird. Why would he use her, of all people? Okay. So that was basically it. So, yeah. Oh, they even put the court documents in here. Wow. Well, ain't... The funny thing is... Let's see. Exhibit A, Kings County Clerk. And yet he's still using Brian Ponder. I don't understand why he... Brian Ponder needs to be disbarred in New York City as well, because he is not a good lawyer. He is literally helping Lamar Whitehead come up with these dumb behind cases, lawsuits, which is crazy. Let's see. I'm going to look at this court document. It says... Lamar Whitehead, plaintiff versus Latasha Transmina Kibbe, aka Latasha Transmina Howard, DBA, Tasha K Live, and Yelling Entertainment LLC, DBA, Tasha K Live. Well, damn, that's a lot of damn names. Okay, so it says, to the above named defendants, you are hereby summoned to answer the complaint in this action and to serve a copy of your answer, or if the complaint is not served with this summons, to serve a notice of appearance on the plaintiff's attorney within 20 days after the service of the summons, exclusive of the day of service, or within 30 days after the service is complete. If this summons is not personally delivered to you within the state of New York, and in case of your failure to appear or answer, judgment will be taken against you by default for the relief demanded in the complaint. The basis of venue is CPLR 503, based on plaintiff's designation of Kings County, New York. It's basically in Brooklyn. Okay, let's see. And guess who wrote this out? Brian Ponder himself. He really needs to be disbarred, because he's the one that's making all these frivolous lawsuits, wasting the court's time. It's got index number, verified complaint, and jury demand. Introduction. This is a case concerning defamation and violation of New York's right of privacy statutes. Plaintiff Lamar Whitehead, also known as Bishop Whitehead. Plaintiff Lamar Whitehead is an individual. Plaintiff is pastor and founder of Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries, Inc. LOTIM is headquartered on its main campus located in Brooklyn. He does not have a main campus. If he had a main campus, why isn't he having church there? Bishop Whitehead is a dynamic preacher, he's not a prophet, teacher, community leader, and entrepreneur. He's neither one of those. Bishop Whitehead's entrepreneurship includes real estate investing in commercial real estate. Now, this is crazy. I don't understand why they keep putting this in there when he has done nothing but try to rip these people off. He's not a real estate owner. He knows nothing about real estate. Bishop Whitehead is a visionary whose influence has made its impression both in the church and in the world. Lives. Bishop Whitehead has a genuine love for God's people, especially the millennial and younger generation. Lies again. Bishop Whitehead's ministry at LOTIM empowers its people through the word of God. Now, he don't have any members any longer. All of the members that he had are all gone. So he's the only person. Bishop Whitehead's ministry focuses on spiritual liberty, educational development, culture exposure, political activation, and economic awareness. They added political because he ran for Brooklyn Borough president and lost. Bishop Whitehead is firm in his belief in the word of God and the power of transformation through God's love and grace. Technically, he don't even know who God is. God ain't even hearing him. He plays with God way too many times. God probably already turned him over to a reprobated mind. Bishop Whitehead's life has been a witness that purpose is found in pain and that God can turn a life of trials into a life of testimony and great joy. Now, I mean, I do agree with that, but in his case, he gonna know who God is. He's just using God. It's all that is. He's just using God. People, Bishop Whitehead's endeavor is now share his wealth. Is to now share his wealth of knowledge through the gifts God has given him to empower, inspire, and assist God's people in finding their purpose through understanding their process, which will lead to them ultimately to obtaining the promise. What? Bishop Whitehead has a loving family with his lovely wife, Asia Whitehead. Asia, there is no proof that they are actually legally married in the state of New York or the city of New York. There's no paperwork proof that they are married. Asia does not even live in the house with him. So I don't even understand why they are still involving Asia in this. I don't even think Asia wants to be involved in it because she was not around. At this point, when it comes to him and him talking to Tasha K and all that, I don't know why they keep involving her, but they not even together. And four beautiful children, Jaden, Heaven, Soraya, and Brooklyn. Kids that he doesn't even see often, except for one, which is the baby with Asia. Excuse me. Defending Latasha Transrina Kibi, a.k.a. Latasha, well, that's too many words, Latasha Transrina Howard, DBA Tasha K, live. Why they couldn't just say Tasha K live or Latasha Kibi? I mean, gosh. Tasha K is a media personality, blogger, and YouTuber. Tasha K earns a living from the advertising ad income from her various media outlets. Tasha K came into prominence for her scandalous, engaging content on YouTube channel, Unwind with Tasha K. Tasha K's YouTube channel has over 1.09 million subscribers and website. Tasha K's YouTube page description reads, over 1 plus million winos strong worldwide, entertainment blogger, and the queen of exclusive celebrity news. Okay, yada, yada, yada. Basically, this is all the court documents. This is the court document. It's basically explaining who Bishop Whitehead is, who Tasha K is. As I scroll down, who are businesses, Yellen Entertainment, LLC, DBA, Tasha K Live. Defending Yellen Entertainment, LLC, DBA Tasha K Live is a foreign limited liability company. Upon information and belief, Yellen Entertainment's principal address is, and I'm not going to say the address. Upon information and belief, Yellen Entertainment's mailing address, I'm not going to say that. Upon information and belief, Yellen Entertainment's registered agent's name is Registered Agents, Inc. Upon information, believe Yelich Entertainment's registered agent address. I'm not gonna put that out there. Upon information and belief, Yelich Entertainment's member is Shekna Kibi. That's her husband. I don't even know if I pronounced that name right because he's African. Upon information, I believe Yelling Entertainment's member is also known as Shekna H. Kiwi. Again, Tasha K's husband. Let's see, the company was organized on May 31st, 2022, so it's basically only a year old, a year and a couple of months old. Upon the information, I believe Yelling Entertainment was organized as an alter ego of Tasha K of mere business conduit for Tasha K's activities alleged herein. Wow, okay. Plaintiff repeats and realleges the allegations contained in paragraphs 1 through 46 verbatim. Tasha K produces, hosts, and publishes video content online at her website, TashaKLive.com. Social media, including but not limited to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and other media applications. Under the titles Tasha K Live and or Unwind with Tasha K. Yelling Entertainment produces, hosts, and publishes video content online at its website, TashaKLive.com. Tasha K uses her online platform to maliciously publish false rumors and slanderous false information concerning Bishop Whitehead for their financial gain. Well, Whitehead don't even really have money, so I don't know what kind of money she's gonna make using his name. But anyway, that's the case. Let's see, on or about May 2023, Tasha K said, and Tasha K and Yelling Entertainment published online video content specifically concerning Bishop Whitehead by referencing the U.S. government, found that you, Bishop Whitehead, bought your Bishop Whitehead's $2 million mansion with only $10 in the bank. On or about May 2023, Tasha K said, and Tasha K and Yelling Entertainment published online video content specifically speaking about Bishop Whitehead. Excuse me when I say this, the motherfucker tried to use me. Plaintiff Tasha Transmina Kibi to intimidate witnesses in a criminal case. On or about May 2023, Tasha K said that Tasha K and Yelling Entertainment published online video content specifically concerning Bishop Whitehead by referencing that Foxy Inga Brown, everybody know who Foxy Brown is, was Bishop Whitehead's connect and has been helping him, Bishop Whitehead, with his so-called credit card fraud, using motherfucker's identity to get credit cards. She, Inga Foxy Brown, was the one that will tell him, Bishop Whitehead, it's hot, it's cold, do this, do that. So, basically, he's accusing her for saying that Foxy Brown is involved in with him doing credit card fraud. So that's the whole case, basically. Technically, I don't think he's gonna win this case because, number one, she don't even have proof that all of this has happened. She don't produce any proof that stuff has happened. That's why she always gets herself caught up in court, because of her mouth. But I don't think I think this case is going to get thrown out. I don't think this case is going to go any further. And I wish Brian Ponder would stop coming up with these stupid, frivolous lawsuits. Because it's stupid, frivolous lawsuits. All this big money. is stupid, frivolous lawsuits. And the only reason why he's suing for such large amounts because he doesn't have any money. But anyway, that's what's going on right now with Lamar Whitehead. He still has to face charges, federal charges. That's still coming up. I believe that he'll be going to court soon for that. And also they released a third person that was involved in the church robbery as well. So stay tuned for more updates on Lamar Whitehead. Anyway, thank you for watching. Y'all have a great day.